The Lord be with you. Reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to his disciples, "You've heard that it was said, 'You shall not commit adultery,' but I say to you, everyone who looks at a woman with lust has already committed adultery with her in his heart. Your right eye causes you to sin. Tear it out and throw it away. It's better for you to lose one of your members than to have your whole body thrown into Gehenna. If your right hand causes you to sin, cut it off and throw it away. It's better for you to lose one of your members than to have your whole body go into Gehenna. It was also said, whoever divorces his wife must give her a bill of divorce. But I say to you, whoever divorces his wife, unless the marriage is unlawful, causes her to commit adultery. Whoever marries a divorced woman commits adultery. The Gospel of the Lord. God is constantly speaking to us, but we have to learn how to hear His voice. That's the message of the first reading. Constantly speaking to us, but we have to attune our ears to the voice of God. Open our eyes to be able to see God. The many ways in which God can speak to us, I'd like to mention three. First, God speaks to us through the Word of God that you've heard already. And you can read it whenever you want. We all have Bibles in our houses. Read the Word of God. God speaks to us. God also speaks, as we have in first reading today, He speaks through nature. But it's not always in the loud cacophony and the strident cries that God is present. Sometimes God is present in the gentle breeze. What is the message? The importance of silence. So you know, notice after communion, I sit down for a long time. I make some people uncomfortable. Sometimes it's 2 minutes, three, sometimes, even 4 to 5 minutes. What has happened? Father of Boom is falling asleep. Yesterday in the spiritual exercises, I asked a question and one lady said, why? Because you're putting our patience to test, okay? Do you know that those are the most important minutes of your day? Did you know that? You're looking at me shocked by that. That's the most important 3 or 4 minutes in your day is when I'm sitting down and you are sitting or kneeling also. Why? Who do you have within you? This is a topic on Relevant Radio yesterday with Father Stewart. Yeah? This is a topic that is really worth developing. Before I became a priest, when I was already thinking about it, when I was 20 years old, I remember on vacation from college, I'd be working 8 or 9 hours and I'd have some free time. And I would go to daily mass. But I would try to spend an hour in preparation, an hour in Thanksgiving. I was only 20. And this was my reasoning. If I'm going to receive God in my heart, I should spend at least an hour in preparation. Then I should spend at least an hour in Thanksgiving. Sometimes I spend more time. Probably because of that, I'm a priest, because I understood the importance of preparation for Mass and Thanksgiving for Mass. When I would leave the Lord, I'd say, Lord, I'm sorry that I can't spend more time with you. Sorry I can only give you 2 hours. How many people here spend an hour in preparation, an hour in Thanksgiving? I don't think any of us, right? But you know, all the time in the world would not be sufficient to prepare for one communion. All the time in the world would not be sufficient to make Thanksgiving for one communion. Do you believe that? No? Because your sanctification depends on what's happening now. The analogy I gave to try to flesh this out would be, what would happen if you invited me to dinner? And I arrived, and they said, as soon as I entered the door, where are the hamburgers? I'm hungry. And you said, they're on the table, and I grab a hamburger, and I chow it down, and then I rush out the door and say, thanks. Okay? You'd be a rude dude, wouldn't you? Spanish mal educado. No tiene modales. So that's probably the best analogy I can use. It would be inviting a guest to have dinner with you. I think I mentioned this earlier, that my parents would have guests over, not too often, but I hated it when we had guests. Because I was brought up and raised in what is called the English etiquette. Do you know what the English etiquette is? Maybe it's more prevalent on the East Coast in California, but English etiquette. If we had guests on Sunday, we would have to work the whole day to clean the house. I would have to take a bath the day before. As a kid, I didn't like to take baths, no? And then, I tell you, when this guest came in, the house was spotless. A nice little wine to offer to them. And after talking for half hour, an hour, we'd sit down to the meal. And we'd talk an hour and a half at the meal. And afterward there would be a coffee. You know, it was an ordeal. It would be 3-4 hours. I hated when guests came. The only thing I liked is that we would be able to eat the leftovers afterward, okay? That's called English etiquette. Now, you can use that as an analogy for the Mass. You prepare to receive the Lord. We have the celebration of the meal, okay, but also, of course, the sacrifice of Calvary. Don't get me wrong. And then after work, you have Thanksgiving. I think that's the easiest analogy to understand the whole concept. Either we can receive a guest poorly, or we can receive a guest okay, or we can utilize the English etiquette. The elaborate, detailed, meticulous English etiquette. I think we should utilize the English etiquette when we prepare ourselves to receive the Eucharist. Amen? Yep. So the psalm response is, I long to see your face, O Lord. Have you ever seen the face of God? You believe in any Catholics here? Short time, you're going to be seeing the face of the Lord. Then when you receive Holy Communion, you have the face of Christ within you. You have to reflect the face of Christ wherever you go. Amen? But you see the face of Christ temporarily now. When are we going to see the face of God forever? Hello? In heaven. What is the term that Thomas Aquinas used? Called the beatific vision. Okay? Good old Thomas Aquinas comes to our rescue, huh? The beatific vision, seeing God face to face. Says, I long to see your face, O Lord. We should long to go to heaven. Long to go to heaven. As a deer yearns for the running streams, so my soul yearns for you, O Lord my God. I'll give you another analogy. How many parents here? Can you remember when your children, or maybe 8 or 9, you said, you know, if you behave well, this Saturday we're going to go to Disney. Do you think they're longing for that? Or maybe Magic Mountain. Or maybe SeaWorld. Think about what your kids like best. You promise a kid, if you behave well, this Saturday we'll take you. Are they longing for that? Hello? Think about what your kid likes best. What do you like best? Maybe go see a Dodgers game. Oh, or even better, a Yankees game. Oh, I'm sorry. Okay. They won yesterday. Okay. Something that you really like, what your kids really like, and they're pestering you. They're pestering you. As you get closer to the day, they remind you on Tuesday, don't forget Mom, Disney, 5 times. Friday, they remind you 100 times, right? So as we long for some type of happiness in this world, we should be longing for God in our hearts and to go to heaven a million times more. Okay, the gospel today, it's scary, right? I think when you're listening, you wanted me to finish it quickly, huh? That's one of the toughest gospels. And I could develop a long half-hour homily on this without any notes, but just one idea. One idea. We have to be very careful with our eyes today. Very careful. Very careful. That's the interpretation, obviously, today. And most specifically, in the use of the social media. TV, movies, our telephone, the internet. We have to be very, very, very careful. We don't want to be losing our soul because we're abusing our eyes, our ears, whatever. We don't want to lose our soul. That's what Jesus is saying. Better have one eye, okay? Better have one eye. Better have one hand or one foot. And to make it to heaven, then have two eyes, two ears, and two feet, and end up in hell. That's what Jesus is saying. Very strong words. Sometimes Jesus is very strong. Very strong. But let me give you the key to be able to live this out. Live out consecration to the Immaculate Heart of Mary. Amen? Good idea? Live out, but seriously. Live out seriously, starting today, your total consecration to Jesus through Mary. If you want, buy my book, okay? $15, buy the book, okay? Consecrate yourself to Jesus through Mary, through contemplating the face of Jesus through the eyes and heart of Mary. Amen.